Studio 360.
Right now is the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, so it has seemed sometimes as if everybody has been celebrating him. Well, not quite everyone. There is this guy in Pittsburgh.
My name is Ted Hoover, and I am a theater critic for almost 30 years, and I hate William Shakespeare. In addition to reviewing 3,500 plays, I also used to do a lot of theater myself. I ran three theater companies here in town. I was an actor, a producer, a director, and a writer. That's really kind of how I even got into being a theater critic, was being a playwright. My favorite play is The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams. Every time, if the play's done well, I am just reduced to tears at the end. I'm just sitting in my chair sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. The beauty of that play is absolutely extraordinary. But in the world of theater, of course, everyone's number one pick, top of the charts, is William Shakespeare. People love his humanity, just kind of the whole of the human experience is encapsulated in these plays. And so many expressions and idioms that we have today, he invented.
They'd be strange bedfellows.
But all that glitters is not gold.
It was Greek to me.
And I'll send him packing.
For actors, like, you haven't arrived until you've played Lear.
When we are born, we cry that we are come to this great stage of fools.
People will go on about Gielgud's Hamlet.
What's Hecuba to him, or he to Hecuba, that he should weep for her?
People will compare how certain actresses performed the letter scene from Macbeth.
Come, you spirits, that tend on mortal thoughts. Unsex me.
Well, I mean, before I get into this, this is really where I'm getting into the negative stuff. One of the reasons that Shakespeare is so popular still is because theater has become the cult of the director. And directors love Shakespeare because Shakespeare's dead. And directors have to, you know, have to make their mark. They have to show the world that they are artists. And the more they move away from the source material, the more it becomes their vision. So one of the things that people who like Shakespeare, you know, like his stories and consider him to be such a great storyteller and, you know, how well he knew human nature. But the comedies, a lot of them, the comedy is based on the fact that somebody pretends to be somebody else. And for some reason, nobody knows. Like, literally, someone parts their hair the other way and the entire town doesn't know who it is. I mean, you just have to kind of sit there and tap your feet for an act and a half. Oh, look. Oh, it's Dromio. What a surprise. I didn't realize he had a different color beret on this time. If you had a lick of intelligence in your head, this play would not happen. It only happens if you are stupid. And I think the ultimate of that is...
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
You know, it's supposed to be this hymn to deathless love. Like, Romeo and Juliet are the most romantic couple in the history of literature.
Have not saints' lips and holy palmers too?
My pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
But when you read the play, we meet Romeo. He's in love, totally in love with this girl named Rosalind. Can't live without her. He goes to this party. Meets Juliet.
Well then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou, lest faith turn to despair.
You kiss by the book.
And 3 days later, they're laying at the bottom of a tomb with some cousins and some suitors. All these, there's been a sword fight and all this stuff. She wasn't allowed to marry him, so she concocted with the friar to take some kind of potion that made her look dead. But they had, I guess, bad postal service in Verona, so Romeo never got the letter.
Ice.
So he naturally kills himself. And just as he's dying, she wakes up. Oh, hi, honey. Oh, you're dead. Okay, well, then I will really kill myself.
This is my sheath. They'll rust and let me die.
Why didn't you do it in the first act, and I could be home in bed right now? You know, what is that? You know, what audience is going to appreciate something like that except people who have studied that play? You know, a kid who's in 10th grade who's taken to see a production of Julius Caesar is never going to go back to the theater again for as long as he lives. People don't go to the theater anymore. And I think that one of the reasons that people don't go to the theater is because of this reliance on these ancient plays. Part of being the torchbearer for the anti-Shakespeare crowd is that I have a very, very low-rent reputation among theater some theater people. But, you know, on the other hand, I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, I'm glad you said it, finally. You know, I've been made to feel like a Philistine because I don't like Shakespeare. You know, when you look at it, most of the world hates Shakespeare. Now, currently, I review one play a week, which I am allowed to pick which play I review. I do not pick Shakespeare. So I haven't seen, actually, a Shakespeare play in about 6 years. And they've been 6 glorious years.
That's theater critic Ted Hoover, who's based in Pittsburgh. So, how about you? What is something that everyone, including your friends and serious people, say that you should love, but that you just don't? Send us a voice memo telling us what that thing is and explaining a few of your reasons to studio360 at wnyc.org, and we might talk to you for the show.